Testing.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing on Father's Day? You got your father everything you wanted, didn't you? That was funny, wasn't it? Yeah. All right, let's prepare your mind and heart for worship. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My soul, I will praise the Lord. All my life, I will sing praise to the Lord God. All my God, look at that. Psalms 46. All right. Okay. Bow your heads, please. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord. I always say, Lord, you give us more blessings than we deserve. Well, for that, Lord, I just thank you. But, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to lay your hands on this church, Lord, and don't let it die. Things look bad, Lord, but you can bring it up, and all we got to do is listen to you. And for all of that, Lord, I thank you. But just keep your hand on us, Lord. And, Lord, I ask you to be Brother Dennis as he gives us your word, Lord, that we can take it out and use it, Lord. Just don't put it in the closet. And Lord, I just thank you for that. In Lord Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, good morning. Stand and sing as we stand as we sing. God is good all the time.
God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. God is good.
Good morning. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Praise His name.
Amen.
We are so excited to be here. We want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. This is a special time, and we just want to say also welcome if you are here the first time or second time, or if you have a prayer request, we'd love to hear from you. We have a care card here. Just drop it in the offering plate. And we continue praying for revival. And we trust in the Lord that God is going to come and visit us. Amen?
Amen.
And so we are trusting the Lord. Maybe you have somebody in your heart this morning that you want us to pray for. Would you just name the person, please? Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to come and praying, Father. Father, when we pray, we're talking to you, Lord. We're talking to the Heavenly Father. And Father, we want to lift up, Father, these prayer requests. They're dear to us. We love these people that we've mentioned, and we want them well. It's our heart's desire. Father, will you do a miracle in their lives today, Father, as we lift them up to you. And Lord, to you, O Lord, be the honor and glory in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Truth is found in Scripture that we can bless the Lord at all times and trust him in every circumstance. God remains faithful and worthy of our worship. Let's offer him praise from grateful hearts. Blessed be your name, Lord. Our hearts were created to know and worship God. Psalms 42 says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. So as we sing, focus your heart on your greatest desire, which is the presence of the Lord. We pray for his presence today in our service and in our lives and all week long.
As the deer panted for the water.
thank you, Lord, for what you do for us. I always say, you give us more blessings than we deserve. But now, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to receive these monies, Lord, and use it for the better of thy kingdom, Lord. But most of all, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you do for us all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In honor of Father's Day, thought we'd sing a song about our good, good Father. So thank you for asking us. Still as you call me deep.
It's time for Children's Church.
We want to ask all of our parents or our fathers, please, will you stand, please? We have a little something here, and the children will bring it to you. You may be seated. Sound good? We have a special testimony about Father and on Father's Day. I've asked Brother Rick to come and to share a little bit of his experience. And so, Brother, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. Good to see you today. He didn't give me but 30 minutes, so I'll try to. No. Look, Dennis asked me if I'd give a testimony this morning. I'm going, sure. I got a lot to tell, but I'm going to say this. I'm standing before you today, a sinner saved by grace. I would not be here today if it weren't for God's mercy and grace, the prayers from you and others throughout the state, and my family. I want to sincerely say thank you for not giving up on me. Today's Father's Day. Congratulations to all of us who've been blessed enough to be fathers, and for those who step in and fill in that role when required. When I think of being a dad and grandfather, I need to remember the one man in my life who was my definition of being what a dad should be. John William Hudson, my dad. My testimony is based on what things my dad taught me, and hopefully I am passing on to my family. I want to share some of what made my dad a great example for me, bear with me. John William Hudson, some of you may know him as Bill. He was born March 4th, 1925. He died March 28th, 1992. That's a special date for me. Belinda and I were married March 28th. So this day, I'm celebrating the woman I love, but I'm also mourning the dad and the friend that I lost. I had pride in my dad. He was a World War II vet. He was a tail gunner on a B-17. He used to tell me stories about they would pack the plane at the tail section, especially where he was, with sandbags that stopped the bullets from coming through. He had a hard spot, never will forget, he had a hard spot on his right cheek where his helmet strap froze to his face on a mission. Daddy was run over by a bus at Bluebird in 1974. Didn't know if he'd keep his leg or ever go back to work. Daddy could have taken the easy way out and stayed out on disability, but he did not. He returned to work and showed all of us what it means to honor your employer and your family. My dad did not go past high school for education. However, he was the smartest man I've ever known. He could repair, build, or fix anything. He provided for Mama, Johnny, and I. Daddy would work all day at Bluebird, and then he'd work at the laundromat that he had where Tapatio's is now. Most importantly, he showed me how to be a Christian. Daddy was not one to stand up and give speeches about witnessing and his testimony, but he showed me every day through his living it. He also taught Sunday school for the middle school grades. I was lucky enough to be in his class during my middle school years. It was no accident that I accepted Christ during those years. Some things my daddy taught me. Be a man of your word. Keep a good reputation. Our name is all we have. Respect your elders. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. This was a hard one to learn here, but wooden yardsticks are for more than measuring. Did y'all know that? Trust me, I was not the spoiled child on that regard. He also taught me, treat everyone like you want to be treated. People who work for you are more important than the people who work over you. Treat everyone with respect. He taught me how to water ski. Now, my dad couldn't swim a lick. I probably can count on one hand the number of times I've seen him in the water. But I guarantee you, he probably taught half of Fort Valley how to water ski. He also taught me to treat all women with respect. He taught me to say, I love you. Those are the last words he said to me before he died. I'll never forget that. I could go on, but Dennis only really gave me 3 minutes. I want to thank you for calling me. Reflecting on my daddy has been a great Father's Day for me. We all can learn from our fathers. Question is, we as fathers, what are our children and grandchildren learning from us? I hope that one day one of my children can reflect about me. That should be the goal for all of us as dads. Happy Father's Day, folks. Keep doing a good job. Thank you.
We all have a story. A story about our fathers, our earthly fathers. I grew up without a father. I didn't know who my dad was until I was 8 years old. I saw him for the first time. As a matter of fact, I was riding on one of his buses. He had a bus line. And somebody I was with in the vehicle, in one of his buses, and my cousin said, look, see that man over there standing on that porch? That's your dad. I said, wow. That was the first time I saw him. I was 8 years old. And Brother Rick said something interesting and very profound. Happy Father's Day for all of those who have stepped in. And there's been a lot of people who have stepped in my life and who said, we make him make him a man and let him be, let him grow. And so I'm thankful to my grandmother who's in heaven watching us right now live, Facebook Live. My other stepdad that I had in New Orleans and the one that I have now. But there's been many, many people who have poured into me. I wanna say thank you to all of them. And so, especially to my mom for wearing two hats. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful and grateful. I say probably the two greatest blessings that I've received ever since I've been a believer has been number one, to be a husband. And number two is to be a father. And to be somebody that I never even dreamed of. And so it's always good to look at, and I'm reminded of 2 Samuel 7, 14 and 15, where the Word of God says that God would be, he will be like your father, and we will be like his son. You know, through the years, in that relationship has really strengthened with God. I've always seen God as my father. And so I'm thankful. Maybe you didn't have a good dad. Maybe you didn't have a dad. But God, he's a God to the fatherless. And so he walks with us. The scripture leads us and guides us. And so today I want to talk about a good father. And we're going to be in the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua in chapter 24. And I'm going to ask you to stand in reverence to God's word. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers serve or were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father, we thank you so much for today. We give you all honor and all glory. Father, bless our fathers. And Father, to you, O Lord, be the honor and glory in Christ's name. Amen. It's the Father that we become. You know, I was able to, at 40 years old, I was in my father's, earthly father's arms for the first time. I had never been in my father's arms until I was 40 years old. But God gave me a greater blessing. He gave me the blessing to know God, to share God with him, and for him to accept Christ in his heart. And you will meet my dad one day when we get to heaven. It's a wonderful story of the power of God, of what God can do in your heart. And so I'm thankful and I'm grateful for the blessing that we have to be called dads. I'm sure you all love to go to Hobby Lobby. I do. I love to go to Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby has top-selling scripture and biblical frames. And these are some of the top verses that they have. Psalm 23, 1 through 4. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 11, the chapter of love. Philippians 4, 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Joshua 1, 9, be strong and courageous. And of course, Joshua 24, 15. If you go to a believer's house, you'll probably see that there is a frame, a wooden frame. Maybe there is at the entrance, or maybe it's on a wall, and there is Joshua 24, 15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Of course, we are here, and we want to talk about our vision. What is the vision of our church? We want to be a family of faith that glorifies God. A family of faith that glorifies God. Of course, God has challenged the people, the book of Joshua. They have crossed over the Jordan. Joshua has been responsible to distribute the land. In Joshua 1:6, it gives us the theme of the whole book. And yet, once you settle there, he says, there will be other gods, there will be other religions, there will be other kinds of people there. And he challenged them and he tells them, you need to decide who are you going to serve. And I believe also as fathers, we need to decide who we're going to serve. What are God's expectations of a good father? What are God's expectations of a good father? Well, first of all, a good father provides spiritual leadership. Provides spiritual leadership. I love the way Joshua says it. And he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It says, it's not about your house. He said, it's my house. In other words, it's personal. You know, every home is different. And so, but he said, my house. I don't know about your family. I don't know about your home. But my house, he says, we will serve the Lord. I always told our children when they were small, I said, when you, as long as you live under my roof, we are going to serve the Lord. That's what we're going to do. You know, I said, when you can pay Flint, when you can pay house and utilities, you can pay DirecTV with the Latino package, you can call the shots. But as long as you serve under my roof, we will serve the Lord. We will honor the Lord. So God expects a good father to provide spiritual leadership. It is we who have the responsibility to say we will serve the Lord. We will go to the house of the Lord. We will go and pray. We will go and seek the word of God. We will seek the spiritual. We are responsible. Joshua stood up and said, we're going to serve the Lord. I don't know about your house, but my house, we are going to serve the Lord. So each one is responsible to provide spiritual leadership. But how does that look? What does that look like? What does a good father look like? And the first thing, of course, we are to provide spiritual leadership by example. By example. God expects us to be an example. We are the ones who have to huddle the family. We are the ones who's going to say, let's everybody huddle up. Let's bless our food. Let's hold hands. And let's thank the Lord for the food. To provide that example, that spiritual example. But also we need to be spiritual guards. We need to be spiritual guards. We need to make sure that we understand what is coming into our homes. We are the spiritual guard of the house. God has entrusted us. God has told us we are. Joshua was saying, you are the spiritual guard. We're going to protect this home. We are the ones who God has entrusted us. Of course, we have, when it comes to worship, we have three choices. Israel had three choices to make. When Joshua said, as for me and my house, he said, we will serve the Lord. He was telling them, you have three choices. The first thing is, he said, number one, a God worshiper, but not other gods. You see, Exodus 20 and 3 and 4 says, thou shalt have no other gods before you. You shall make yourself no carved image, any like of anything in heaven or above or beneath the earth or under the water. You should not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God. Oh, he says, I am jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations. So God does not want other gods. They had the choice to worship God and God alone. And he reminds them and he tells them there in verse 15, he says, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods with small g, which your fathers served, that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites. You see, we too have this decision to make. Are we going to worship God and we're going to worship other gods? We have to make that call. Are we just going to worship the Lord, or we want other things to creep in? We need to be on guard that there be no other gods except the God of the Bible in our homes. But also, the second thing, they also had to make a decision about worshiping God and mixing God with other things. He reminds them and warns them about the Amorites. He reminds them to said, this is the land. This is the land of the Amorites. These are the gods of the Canaanites. They're here. You have a decision to make. How do you want to walk? Do you just want to walk and praise the Lord exclusively, or do you want to mix it with other things? You see, the Amorites had a god. Moloch was his name. And he was known as the god of fire. And he, part of the worship experience for them was a child sacrifice. It was to put their children through fire. King Solomon, in 1 Kings 16, it says, allow the practice to please the foreign wives. King Ahab, in 2 Kings 16:3, it says, use the practice even to burn his own children. And then in 2 Kings 21, Manasseh also promoted child sacrifice. It's our call. How do we want to serve the Lord? It's our call as fathers. How do we want to serve the Lord? How do we want to worship the Lord? Do we want to create a syncretism? Do we want to create God in something else? How do we want to live our lives? How do we want to live our lives? There was a lady that when we were in New Orleans, we always had visitors, and this lady from Costa Rica, we presented the gospel to her, and she gave her life to Christ. And in that day, it was a glorious moment. Anytime somebody gives their life to Christ, it's a glorious moment. And then this is what she said. She said, I feel fulfilled now. She said, I have the Father, I have the Mother, and today I have the Son. I'm complete. And I said, wait a minute. No, I said, you have God in your heart now. That's all that you need. God doesn't have a mother. I said, God is the God of the universe. He's the creator of all. And so we have a choice to make. How do we want to worship God? Do we want to worship God with mixed, or do we want to worship God exclusively? God wants us to worship him exclusively. John 14:24 said, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. We need to worship God alone. He is the creator. He is the one. He is the Holy One. He is the creator God. He's the one who saved our soul. There is no one like our God. Oh, he made us. He woke us up this morning to come to the house of God. He was the one who woke us up this morning. Church didn't wake us up this morning. The living God did. Amen? He's the one who woke us up today. He's the one who provides for us. He's the one who takes care of us. And he is a jealous God. And he wants exclusive worship. Exclusive worship. But it's up to us. as we are heads of the household, to worship exclusively our God. It's up to us. But also, the good Father, it's in the Word, stays in the Word. You got to stay in the Word. You got to stay in the Word. We got to meditate on the Word, Joshua tells us, day or night. We got to stay on the Word. Psalm 119, 105 says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We got to stay in the Word of God. Maybe we don't have good models of that, but I tell you what, God has given us the manual right here. We got the manual right here. And God, listen, if we stay on the Word of God and we do what God tells us to do, it's going to be all right. We're going to have problems, yes. We're going to have tribulations, yes. But listen, we will conquer because God is with us. God is with us. And so stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. You got to stay in the Word. A good father also stays in prayer. We constantly have to pray. The Word of God tells us, pray without ceasing. We never stop praying. We need to keep praying for our wives. We need to keep praying for our children. We need to keep praying for our homes. We need to keep praying for God's provision. Our kids always need our prayer. They need our prayer when they're small. They need our prayer when they are growing up, when they are teenagers, when they go off to college. They need more prayer. We need to pray for them. We need to constantly pray for them. You know, one day I'll have the experience, you know, that they will get married. They will pray for their spouse and the grandchildren. And listen, we never stop praying. Our children always need the prayers of the parents. Always. Never stop praying for them. Pray for your children. Call upon the Lord for your children. And listen and see the hand of God as God responds to our prayers. God always responds to our prayers. He always responds to our prayers. Listen, when we call upon the Lord, He's right there. He's going to answer us in His time. Not in our time. We live in a microwave world. We want things in 30 seconds. We want hot water. Listen, it don't work like that in God's kingdom. Sometimes God doesn't answer a prayer in 10 years, 20 years. Hey, listen, but He's never late. He's never late. He's never late. So keep praying. Keep trusting the Lord. Listen, there's something marvelous happens when we pray. You know what happens? God changes me. If anything else, God changes me. He's using whatever is in front of us. He's using whatever is happening in our children's lives for us to get on our knees and to call upon the Lord. And you see in the whole process, sometimes we want our wives to change. Amen? Don't say amen, please. And you pray and you pray and you pray and you say, nothing is happening. God's changing your heart. He's changing your mind. Maybe God is changing your, listen, maybe you're a very impatient person and God is saying, I'm using this to make you and create you and make you patient. Maybe you don't have any patience. And God uses these things to transform you and transforms me. But a good father is also the head of the household. God has given us this great responsibility. He's given us this great responsibility. We are the head of the household. So how do we know that? Ephesians 5:23 says, for the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, His body of which He is the Savior. We have the great responsibility. Hey, listen, life doesn't come with a manual. Being a father doesn't come with a manual. It's almost like on-the-job training. And we learn, and we seek the Lord. You know, we don't know what happens, you know, in the middle, when things happen in the middle of the night, there is no book that I can say, what do I do now? But listen, God knows, and God will guide you. He will guide you. He wants us to fulfill what he said. We are the head of the household. That's what we are. And we need to take that responsibility. We need to take that responsibility serious. We need husbands to be the head of the household. There are so many children out there. Our society is in chaos because we had left our post. God said, you are the head of the household. You are. Lead your home. Lead your home forward. Lead your home to me. So what does that look like? What does a good father look like? First of all, we are to love our wives and our children. Notice that I said not to try to understand them. Amen? Don't say amen. I don't want to ruin your lunch today. We are to love our wives. That's our call. That's what a good father. And we need to love our children. We need to love them. We need to love our wives and our children. And how do we need to do that? Our children need verbal affirmation. Our children need verbal affirmation. They need words that will uplift them. It is hard to go to school in today's age. There's so much chaos. There is so much. See, when I grew up, there was no internet. There were no phones. It was yes, ma'am, and no, sir. And that's the way we went to school. You behave. In Honduras, they just whip you in school. That's the way I grew up. They don't do that anymore. But listen, we all need verbal affirmation. Our children need verbal affirmation. Proverbs 12:18 says, there is one whose rash words are like a sore thirst. He said, but the tongue of a wise will bring healing. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs anger. Sometimes it's how we say it. Sometimes, instead of being edifying, we are hurtful with our children. And when we do that, we need to ask God for forgiveness. We need to turn around and humble ourselves and said, son, honey, daughter, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to say it that way. I want you to know that I love you and I want the best for you. I constantly send my kids, now that everything is text, little hearts, little hands of prayer, little thumbs up. Inject affirmation to them, whatever you're going through. Of course, I send lately Isaiah 41:10. God is with you. He will help you. He will strengthen you. See, we got to inject positivism into our children. That needs to come from us. It needs to come from us. We need to provide affirmation. But also, they need time. They need time. Sometimes what we do substitutes for love. Sometimes our children need time. They need our time. Sometimes we get good jobs and just said, okay, I know what I'm going to give them. iPhone 17. And that will satisfy my love for him. Listen, nothing beats a good hug. Nothing beats, listen, sometimes when I see my kids, I hug them so hard, I try to lift them up, and then I have to take Tylenol from my back. But it feels so good to hug them and lift them up. Soon they'll be lifting me up. But you know, nothing beats that. And the verbal says, son, I love you. Honey, I love you. Never substitute. Oh, I got him a Gucci this year. I got him a good phone. This is why the society we live in is where it's at. We have substituted the most important thing a child needs. He needs affirmation, and he needs love. He needs physical love. He needs love. He needs, you can go get him, son. Go get him. We love you, son. We're with you. We're praying for you. See? Sometimes the return is not what we expect. It's because what we planted is not godly. God needs godly fathers. iPhones, games, TVs. We substitute real love with materialism. Spend time with them. You know, I love fishing. Not all of my boys like fishing. But I love to fish. The other day we went to, is it called Creekside on 41? And one of my boys came and I said, let's go fishing. You know, now with high tech, you get your license on your phone now. And there we were. I think we spent 4 hours. I caught one. And then he caught one. I think it's the same one. But you, nothing beats the time fishing with him. People who come by and say, that's your son? Yeah, that's my son. Wow. Are you fishing with him? Yeah. Probably a little brim. Next time, I'm thinking about going by Walmart and getting some tilapia. That way I don't come home embarrassed, you know. Spend time with them. Find time. Go to a coffee shop. Go to Walmart. Go to Bass Pro. Take them. You know, time is not in our hands. Time belongs to God. Take advantage of it. For yesterday, it's not coming back. How much time we have? We don't know. My mother-in-law was visiting somebody down in Florida. They hugged. 2 days later, healthy lady, is gone. He said goodbye, hugged her at the airport. Sunday, Tuesday, she got the word. She's gone. What are you waiting for? Be a dad. Hug your kids. Mess up their hair. It's okay. You're a dad. Not only are we to spend time, but we also have to learn to listen. A good father listens. You know, sometimes we talk too much. You know anybody who talks too much? Don't raise your hand, please. And sometimes, listen, All our kids need is for us to listen. That's it. They grow up, they already have an idea what they want to do. You know what they want from us? Can you just listen to me, Dad? Sometimes they cry because they have no one to listen. Can you be that dad who says, go ahead. Or perhaps you want to go to the room. Find the best time to do it. Be wise. Sometimes we're not wise and it turns into friction. What you wanted to be for good, it turns out to be bad. Take time to listen. Listen. A few years ago, they had this thing called, listen, Linda. Listen. Listen to God. Listen to your children. Listen to your spouse. How many of you have learned to listen to your spouse yet? I saw half hands going up there. Half hands. I'm not there yet, in other words. We need to learn to listen. We need to provide. We're the provider. God expects us to provide, to work together as a team. As for me and my house, said Joshua, we will serve the Lord. Of course, be a model of servanthood. Do you see what Joshua said, how he finished that verse? Maybe, perhaps, you have not thought that being a believer is a servant. That's what we are. We're here to serve. Do you see what Joshua said? He said, as for me and my house, what is he going to do? Come to church? Serve the Lord. We are here to serve the Lord. Father, we thank you so much for today. We give you all honor and all glory. You are the God of the universe, and we are so thankful for the blessing to be called dads. Of course, you are a heavenly Father. Perhaps you're here today and there's a decision that you need to make. Perhaps there's a decision that you need to go and the Spirit of God has spoken to you and said, you need to go home and ask for forgiveness. Or perhaps you need to ask for forgiveness right now to your children, to your spouse, to God. God's expectation is for us to be the head of the household, to be the spiritual leader, and to serve the Lord. Maybe you're not serving the Lord. God wants you to serve. That's the call. Serve. Serve. Serve me. As a praise team leads us, what's in your heart?
Stand and sing with us. Come and fill our homes with your presence.
Serve the Lord as for me and my house.
Father, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for allowing us to come to your house and praise you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the great blessing. Father, we ask that you bless all of our Father in a special way. To you, O Lord, be the honor and glory. In Christ's name, amen.